But we're kicking off this hour with a discussion of a topic closely tied to supply chain challenges, and that's rising commodity prices. Prices for energy and commodities more broadly have surged to multi-year highs in recent months. And even as supply chain snafus begin to unwind, these prices may be poised to keep climbing. Here to discuss more is Yahoo Finance's own editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer. And Andy, in your latest article, you mentioned that rising prices are about humanity versus nature. How do you see these opposing forces driving a sustained rise in prices?
Yeah, it kind of went into some deep philosophy here, Emily. But first, I want to just kind of touch on the commodity prices as kind of a backdrop, because it really is a question of whether or not we're in a commodity super cycle. I mean, no doubt commodity prices have been very strong year to date, but the question is, are they going to continue to go up? And that's issues of supply and demand that you have to look at that inform you there. And of course, we know about the supply issues when it comes to COVID and of course the coal shortages in China. Demand very strong because of an uptick in consumer demand that is spurred by the CARES Act and the stimulus here in the United States, as well as the common prosperity programs in China. But getting to your point about man versus nature, and you know, we think that we can control those animal spirits, Emily, you know, when it comes to, say, market cycles and inflation. We think the technology, I was always big on saying the technology was a really tremendous deflationary force, but it turned out that there were forces of nature that were more powerful than technology. So it's a bit of a mea culpa for me to sort of acknowledge this.
And isn't the other problem here too, a lack of investment by the industry?
Absolutely. And you know, Jeff Currie, who is the head of commodities research for Goldman Sachs in London, calls this the revenge of the old economy. And you know, if you look at the investment in CapEx in everything from tankers to mining to oil and gas, there was just no money put into it. And probably for good reason, because there are just no returns at all there over the past decade or so. But of course, you know, that would have been a good time to invest because, you know, you're seeing this big spike now. But, you know, there just was no money put in. And that means there's a limited supply of machinery, wells, and ships, and also the machinery, wells, and ships that do exist, for instance, are antiquated.
Andy, I'm wondering how you see ESG investing and the push on that front really playing into all this, because as a number of analysts have pointed out, we've seen these energy and commodity prices rising, but we haven't necessarily been seeing a commensurate rise in the stock prices of shares of companies like ExxonMobil or Chevron, for instance, at least over the past couple of years.
Yeah, well, Exxon's been pretty good, you know, year to date, Emily, but of course it has not been good before that at all. And it's interesting, ESG is affecting this kind of equilibrium in a couple ways. Number one, it is cutting back and increasing the cost of capital going to these old economy companies because, you know, endowments are not putting money in these carbon producing stocks anymore. And there's just been this huge move afoot. That's number one. And number two, and this is a real paradox, but when you talk about the green economy, when you're talking about solar panels, you're talking about wind turbines, you're talking about Teslas, all of those items, if you will, require a tremendous amount of energy and or raw materials on their own, such as lithium and copper. And those require and aluminum, which requires a tremendous amount of electricity to manufacture and produce. So you're talking about a transition to a green economy that in itself is not necessarily green. So that's an interesting paradox, I think.
All right. Yahoo Finance's Andy Serwer, thank you so much for breaking that down for us.